Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with another Kansas Senator, Greg Bowser, with District 1.
So my name is Craig Bowser. I'm a state senator for Kansas Senate District Number 1. That Senate district includes all of Atchison County, Doniphan, Jackson, Brown, includes parts of Marshall County, so everything kind of east and south of Marysville. Does not include Marysville itself, but everything east and south of Marysville is in my district. Northern Jefferson County and northern Leavenworth County.
Senator Bowser hasn't been a senator for very long.
Well, I'm a freshman senator, been in the Senate just a couple of months. I won my primary election in August of 24, and I did not have an opponent in November. So although I've only officially been in office 2 months, I've actually been working for about the last 6 months in the Senate.
He's currently on 4 different committees this term.
Yeah, I'm on 4 different committees in the Senate, the Agriculture Committee, the Judiciary Committee, the Utilities Committee, and then a little committee called Local Government. I'll tell you a little bit about some of those issues we've been working in each one of those committees. So that we've had a lot of focus in the Agriculture Committee on water, particularly in water concerns in western Kansas. And in that committee, we've been working very diligently to make sure we've got the budget and the bills necessary to protect and maintain our water sources in western Kansas and make sure that our agricultural folks in western Kansas have the water they need to be successful. In judiciary, we've done a lot of work in support of our law enforcement officials. We get a lot of bills. That's probably my busiest committee is the Judiciary Committee. We work a lot of bills that support our local law enforcement. We've also worked a credit card fraud bill. Pass that out of the Senate, and that'll go over to the House. That should become law. It just helps increase the penalties for credit card fraud in the state. Utility Committee is very busy as well, and we're very focused on making sure that we have enough power generation in the state to keep up with demand. And at the same time, we're still working to keep those rates at a reasonable cost to the consumer. And then local government. We spend a lot of time in local government focused on kind of a state and local government collaboration. We get a few bill requests from universities and local townships and things that need a little bit of state help. And so that's what we focus on in the local government committee.
Senator Bowser mentions there's quite a bit going on in the Kansas legislation.
There's been a lot going on in the legislature this year. When I was campaigning, the number one issue that I heard about during the campaign was property tax reform. We've got to do some property tax reform here in Kansas. That was the number one issue. And I've been working very hard to get a property tax reform pushed through in the state. We've actually passed 3 different bills related to property tax reform. We passed 3 different bills out of the Senate, and I co-sponsored 2 of those 3 bills. And so that's a big step forward. We just passed a turnaround point in the Kansas legislature, and that essentially marks the halfway point of our legislative year. The turnaround point is the point at which the Senate will pass all of the bills over to the House that they have passed, and then vice versa. Every a bill that the House of Representatives passed, they'll send it over to the Senate. We'll work those bills, and then at the end of the legislative session, we'll see what comes out of it. So we've just crossed the halfway point, and it's been a very busy legislative session.
He was surprised by the pace of the legislation this year.
I'm really been surprised by the pace of the legislative session this year, and I think that's due to a couple of reasons. But the legislators were actually in session until early June last year, but we're trying to get done by mid-April this year. So we're really kind of condensing our schedule by almost 6 weeks there. And so because of that, the pace in the legislature's been very busy, and it was very busy from the beginning. We're just getting a lot of bills work at a very feverish pace. I think that's just the thing that surprised me most, is just the pace of the legislative session.
Senator Bowser enjoys representing District 1 here in Kansas.
Yeah, we've got a lot of, I really love a Senate District number 1. We've got, you know, world-class manufacturing facilities here in Northeast Kansas. And in fact, just last month, I was able to recognize a company in Sabetha, Kansas called KSI. They were the 2024 Kansas Exporter of the Year. And so I had an opportunity to visit those folks in Sabetha and recognize them as the Exporter of the Year. They're just doing some great work up there, great manufacturing facilities throughout the district. I think, you know, I could also argue that Senate District 1 has some of the best farm and ranch country in the state. You know, probably the best thing about Senate District number 1 is the people. We've just got, you know, great people in the district, and those are some of the things that make Senate District number 1 the best.
I would like to thank Senator Greg Bowser for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.